Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
So our subject today is kingdom repentance. Our text is Romans chapter 12, verse 1 to 3. Repentance is just a religious word for change. So Romans chapter 12, verse 1. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God. Please underline by the mercies of God that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Underline reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
The Bible is telling us that the will of God can be broken into three: the good, the acceptable, and the perfect. And also that before the perfect came, we had the good and then the acceptable. It was the perfect one, the Lord Jesus Christ, who came to show us the perfect will of God. This is the will of God that is done in heaven. So he had to come down and show us what is done in heaven, which is the perfect. There is nothing beyond that. And he taught us that we should let the kingdom will of God, or the heavenly will of God in heaven, be done on this earth also. Now the scriptures teaches us in that place also that it is when you can differentiate and be able to prove what is the good, the acceptable, and the perfect will of God that we can say that your mind is renewed. You know, many times, if we can quote a scripture, we know some Bible here and there, we think our minds are renewed. But it is when you can be able to prove the perfect will of God from the Bible, you can be able to prove the acceptable will of God, the good will of God, that we can say that your mind has been renewed. So we have the perfect will of God brought by the perfect Jesus. But before he came, some prophets and men of God also taught us the will of God. They all belong to this earth. They didn't come from the heavenly kingdom. They came to show us the good will of God. They came to show us the acceptable will of God. But you and I know that when the perfect one comes, we have to put the good and the acceptable aside. That is why God said, "This is my son, listen to him." Hallelujah.
Praise God.
So what we are learning, we are going to learn about kingdom change, how to change in a manner that Jesus Christ brought or taught. Is going to be different from what other men of God, other prophets in the Bible, they can be Moses, they can be David, they can be anybody you like, but it's going to be different from what they taught. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
So Jesus Christ came preaching kingdom repentance as against religious repentance.
Yes, by the science.
And he did it to Jewish people who loved God.
Now,
who attended church. Who studied the Bible. Who did the work of God. Who knew God. So, kingdom repentance is relevant to all of us. Because I know you love God. And you study the Bible. And you attend church. And you do the work of God. And you know God. You know, one of the main things that human beings have, main problem human beings have, has got to do with changing attitudes, changing your character, change management. You must understand that human beings, they change, but they don't really change. Hey! Sometimes you think somebody has changed, but it shows you something. You say, hey, this guy, the world is very strange. And many of you, you have struggles with changing your attitude, things you struggle with. I want to stop this. I want to change this way of life. I want to change this attitude. I want to be a different person. But you see that you struggle. You struggle. So our Lord Jesus must have something to say about arguably the most difficult things human beings can do to change. That is why he came preaching kingdom repentance. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the way Jesus Christ taught about change management is different from what the other prophets and the books, you know, what when you Google change management, in fact, what he taught is very different from what you read over there. So people change in a religious way, and the change does not last. You know, but Jesus Christ, the change management that he came teaching us, or the repentance that he came teaching us, if you should grasp it and follow it, you see that he came to solve the major problem that human beings have, that is changing. Now we will go to 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 25. And I'm going to show you three reasons why you need kingdom repentance or to change after the manner Jesus Christ came teaching. And what I'm going to show you is relevant for you as an individual, for your family, for your organization, for society as a whole. So three reasons for kingdom repentance or changing after the manner of Jesus. 2 Timothy 2 and then verse 25. The Bible says, in humility correcting, please underline correcting those who are in opposition. If God perhaps will grant them repentance. Please underline grant. God will grant or give them repentance. Now, the rest of the verses talks about the results of the repentance that God gives. Why should God give us repentance? By the way, God doesn't give religious repentance, because he doesn't know it. He knows kingdom repentance, the one in his heavenly kingdom. So the first reason for kingdom repentance is so that they may know the truth. Says that God should give them repentance. His type of repentance, so that they may know the truth. This truth is not talking about religious truth, because humans have got religious truth already. What God gives, the truth that God wants us to get, is kingdom truth. Truth that pertains to his heavenly kingdom. So that is the first reason for kingdom repentance. That you will get revelation of kingdom truths. So if you do not have kingdom repentance, kingdom truth will be very far away from you. Ladies and gentlemen, the truth about the kingdom is a mystery. The Bible talks about the mysteries of the kingdom. Mystery means that it is hidden. But through Jesus Christ, God wants to reveal that which is hidden. Because he came from the heavenly kingdom to reveal kingdom truths. As long as he has come around, humans must have kingdom truths. It shouldn't be a mystery to them anymore. But they are going to get the kingdom truths when they follow Jesus' teaching on kingdom repentance, or they repent after the manner Jesus taught. Then they can assess kingdom truth. Otherwise, kingdom truths will be a mystery to you when they talk about the kingdom system or the kingdom of God. Because you are so blind to eternity, because you are so blind to the kingdom of God, because you are so vexed in religious truth, you will not be able to see kingdom truth. You cannot know the truth.
Now,
There are many believers who do not have kingdom truth, but they are still in church. Go back to verse 25. He said, in humility, correcting those who are in opposition. What are they in opposition to? What are they opposing? Now, this letter was written to a church leader. Timothy was a pastor of the church in Ephesus. And Paul was telling Timothy that in the church that you are pastoring, correct some people. Because those people, although they attend church, they are in opposition. Correct them. Perhaps God will give them kingdom repentance so that they will come to know the truth that you, Timothy, you are teaching, the kingdom truth. Correct them. He said, correct them. Because if you read 1 Timothy chapter 1, the main reason why Paul put Timothy in the church of Ephesus, he said in verse 3, 1 Timothy 1 verse 3, he said, as I urged you when I went to Macedonia, remain in Ephesus, that you may charge some, that they teach no other doctrine. So the reason for Timothy being in the church of Ephesus was because there were some people in the church who were teaching some doctrines, some teachings.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
These are the people who were in opposition. Some of them were even longing to be teachers of the law. Can you imagine that? Hey! They want to be teachers of the law. When the law is not made for righteous people. So in 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 25, the people that Timothy was supposed to correct were these people who were teaching some doctrines. What they were teaching was religious in nature, but they needed kingdom truth. That is the first reason for kingdom repentance. If you get kingdom repentance, ladies and gentlemen, you don't struggle for kingdom truth. It comes to you. I said it comes to you. Hallelujah. Wow. The second reason for kingdom repentance is so that your spiritual senses will start working again. The same 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 26 says, and that they may come to their senses. When they get the kingdom repentance, the believers will come to their senses. What senses was Paul talking about? It's not the five senses of sight, touch, hear, taste. It's not those five senses. It's talking about the spiritual senses of the believers. Because there are some believers whose spiritual senses are not working well. They are not in their senses. They have blacked out. You know, when they say somebody has blacked out, it means that he is blind, he is groping, you know. When you do not have the sense of sight, do you know what you do? You are always groping. You wonder where you have to go to this microphone standing here. You'll be going elsewhere, and everybody will wonder, what is wrong with so and so? His senses are not working properly. Hallelujah. Says the Lord, you correct them. God will grant them repentance, kingdom repentance, so that their senses will work. Without kingdom repentance, you always need people to lead you as a believer. You always wonder, what is God's will for me here? What is God's will for me here? What should I do with this? What should I do with that? How should I raise my family? How should I do this? You will black out. You will always be working because your senses are not working. Hallelujah. Always they have to take you by the hand and bring you to church and come and put you down in your seat. And when we close the next time, you don't know where to go. They have to take you and they have to work on you, micromanage you. Do you know why? Because your senses are really not working.
Hallelujah. And you know when I say ya dear dear kata when you know when you're fra or be on a near flash one and tia or the capita or the sake can be said baby on no one no one. And you know what say if you are about sorry, I was over the my girl now what has that? Let's answer we soon to when you are a friend. Oh, we took an idea to do what we do. Now it's a super fun. No, you haven't said so many one ya woo. And it's all yeah, when you are
there are some people who are doing some things that, in fact, if their spiritual senses is working well, they should stop. But you see, they don't see it. They think that they are doing the right thing. When you try to correct them, you become a bother to them. But the Holy Spirit said to Timothy, correct those who are opposing the kingdom way.
Now, when you hear something about Timothy, he said,
perhaps God will give them kingdom repentance so that their senses will start working again. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You need that. I said you need that.
So we'll hear.
If you are born of the kingdom, I tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, you will always have the directions from the heavenly kingdom. But if not, you can easily fall into deception. Because you are so blind, you don't know where you are going, and you fall into the traps of deception. I pray that God will deliver us by granting us kingdom repentance. Repentance or changing the way Jesus taught. The third reason for kingdom repentance is in the same verse. Verse 26. And escape the snare of the devil. Having been taken captive by the devil to do his will.
Ah,
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The third reason for kingdom repentance is that it helps you to escape the traps of the devil. The trap of the devil is deception. The highest level of deception is religion. It is the greatest opposition to the kingdom truth. I pray that you will come out of the trap that the devil has entrapped your life, your finances, your family, whatever aspect of your life. I pray that you come out of that snare or that trap in Jesus' name.
Amen.
When you change the way Jesus Christ came, teaching change. The devil cannot trap you. I said the devil cannot trap you. You will live as a king above his traps. Hallelujah. These are the three reasons why you should long that Lord grants me kingdom repentance. So that religion will be far away from me. And I will have kingdom truth. My senses will work. And then I will escape the deceptive traps of religion. Now let us spend the rest of the time talking about kingdom repentance. The features of kingdom repentance. How do you know you are in kingdom repentance and not in religious repentance? These are the features of kingdom repentance. Let's go back to Romans chapter 12. And then verse 1. The first thing I want to share with us about the features of kingdom repentance is that it is a mental change. Kingdom repentance is a mental change. Hallelujah. It is important for believers to understand that actually the Greek word translated repentance in the Bible is the word metanoia, and it means a change of mind. Not even a change of behavior. It's a change of your mentality. If your mind changes, your behavior will also change. Because we live out what is in our hearts. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When I say the heart, I'm speaking about the heart in the Hebrew way, which includes the mind. Alright. So, the change that Jesus Christ came teaching was not an emotional one where people will be emotional about their change, you know, cry and all that. He was not necessarily teaching that one. Neither was he teaching that people should necessarily change their behavior. You know, that wasn't what he was teaching. He was teaching that people should change their mind. He always wanted to get to the core. Don't put up a front. Don't give me a veneer of respect. When deep inside of you, in your heart, you don't have any basis for the respect you must show. Jesus was teaching, going to the core of mankind to teach that the change that will last, the change that he is bringing, is a change that goes with a mental understanding, a new revelation. It's not just a behavioral conformity.
Na wo se en sesa na Kristo de ba ye. Aya dinu sesa ye. Adinu no se nya. Diria wo de ye dia so ye. Ani ti Yesu pese ya dinu no eye. En sesa ni e ba ya dinu. En na sesa. Wo ko no sa bu ya do pa na so be ni wa ka se Yesu se wo ye dia sa no nya no na wo. Ne ba na sesa e ba na ma na na so ni wo se. Wo ye dia sa no. Ana ya se wo 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 dia sa no wo ya wo pa ha.
Verse 2, Romans chapter 12. And do not be conformed to this world. In other words, don't live like an unbeliever. Don't have the attitude of unbelievers. But be transformed. In other words, change by the renewing of your mind. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
By the renewing of your mind. So, kingdom change is a change that goes with information. It goes with revelation. You see, you can choose to change a certain behavior, but its foundation is not on the solid rock of a revelation, solid rock of the Word of God. That behavior will soon change because it is founded on sand. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's a mental thing. Even as I am teaching you the Word of God, there is repentance going on. Because your mind is changing about some things. You used to think in a particular way. Now you are having a revelation that is telling you that maybe if you do this thing, then your senses will work properly and you will not grope looking for what is the will of God for me, who should I marry, what job should I do, what is my ministry, what is this and what is that. You are having a certain change.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.